Come see what's brewing. Come see what the good times are.
Yeah, Milwaukee come Brewers baseball. As a matter of fact, it's on WTMJ coming up tonight. I love the sound of spring baseball.
No.
Means the world is right and the boys will be back in town pretty soon. Rick Schlesinger is the president of business operations for the Milwaukee Brewers, and he is with us this afternoon. Hey, Rick, happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Great to be on with you guys.
Hey, we are very excited, and I know our listeners, our fans, are very excited about what the team has planned for Bob Uecker, and it's several different things. Can you run through, Rick, how Uecker will be celebrated this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be really tough to start a year without Bob in the broadcast booth, and we're just going to try to honor him and celebrate his life in so many ways. And opening day, what we'll do is obviously have a moment of silence to reflect on his life. We'll have the team wearing the Bob Uecker plaid patch. That'll be all season long. We will have Bob's signature in the grass behind home plate. And then we are going to announce in the next week or two a celebration of life event in sometime in the late summer, where before a game we'll have a chance to really, you know, celebrate his full legacy, and we'll have a pregame ceremony and dignitaries and such really special video. So we're excited to finalize the plans for that, and we'll get that announcement out as soon as we have the date set.
Rick, his signature, Uke's signature, is so beautiful. So how big is it going to be?
Yeah, it's pretty large. I mean, if you look at pictures from spring training where I was literally this morning, it canvases behind home plate. It's large. So if you're in the upper deck, you can see it and make it out. And it is a very, it's a very distinguished signature. He, you know, everything Bob did, he did with flourish and class and just made an impact. So, you know, of course his signature should be impactful, right?
I so agree.
Yes,
I so
yes.
agree. It is beautiful.
For sure. Single game tickets are available now. Is that right, Rick? Time to get in on the action?
Yeah, we launched single game tickets back on Valentine's Day, February 14. We've got some opening day tickets left. We've got a Jackson Chourio T-shirt ticket package to opening day terrace level seats. There's a limited number of those left available, but for $26, you get a ticket plus a cool Jackson Chourio T-shirt. And obviously, we're selling tickets for all the remaining 80 games. And, yeah, it's exciting. The guys are swinging the bats pretty well down in Phoenix. And, you know, we're still rounding the roster into shape. And we open on the road against the mighty Yankees and come home against the Royals on March 31.
That sounds great. So on March 31, let's talk about that a little bit, Rick. Plans for opening day. What do you have planned?
Well, I'll be there at 3:30 in the morning, as I always am.
Holy
I'm sure the
smokes.
Fans are very excited about that. You know, there's always early morning media and radio.
Yep.
We're going to have, obviously a giant American flag will be unfurled before, before the first pitch as part of an anthem. Special singers. We are still working through who the first pitch celebration is going to be, so we'll figure that out. Obviously, some new things in the ballpark. The thing I'm most excited about is the alley food truck park on the Loge level in left field. We're going to have special food trucks actually constructed on the premises and serving sort of local Milwaukee, food truck fare. So that'll be kind of fun. And some new retail items and just, you know, obviously the pageantry of opening day, live music on the pedestrian bridges. Just a lot of fun.
That's really fun. Okay, the national anthem. I found it so cool that you're going to have an actual bald eagle from the Schlitz Audubon Nature Center that's going to be, is it going to fly around during the national anthem?
I certainly hope so. Valkyrie apparently is the name of this bald eagle. And, it's incredible to see these birds up close. They are magical and majestic and incredible. So it'll be a lot of fun. And people have asked if there's going to be a flyover. We're still figuring that out. Obviously, with the weather in late March in Wisconsin, often the roof is closed. So we're still figuring out all the details of that. But we're very excited to get the team here, defend our National League Central Division Championship, and have a very successful 2025 season.
Hopefully. What's your reaction to the Yankees being part of our home opener?
Well, they're on the road. We're opening with them in Yankee Stadium. So, my view is, you know, they're a great team. Get them early. You know, they play the good teams early before they round it into shape. And then we come home, and we've got the Royals, who were a very good team last year, a surprise team, and they've got some really good players. So it's a team that our fans don't see that often because they're in the other league. But, after that, we got the Reds, and then before you know it, you know, the full schedule and, you know, some fun games, fun activities this summer.
Brewers President Rick Schlesinger is with us. Rick, do you like that now we do get to, even though if it's not as often, see every team every year? We get the Yankees every year. We see the Red Sox every year.
I love it. I think it's great to see the stars. You know, we've got Aaron Judge, you know, that we saw last year, and obviously he did some damage against us. And, you know, we've got great players from the league who we want to see. And so, you know, we have a every other year we have the American League teams here, and it's great. And I think it's good for the fans, and they get to see the different players.
Theme nights are one of my favorites. I dressed up one time as a Marvel character. I have not taken my dog to bark at the park. That's my favorite, too. I'm so glad you're bringing that back.
Yeah, September 3 is Bark at the Park. We've got Pokemon Go Night. We've got Sesame Street. We've got Star Wars, which is always popular. Harry Potter. We've got Peanuts. We've got a lot of giveaways. And we usually add a few during the course of the season. So when people look and say, you know, is this the lineup for, you know, theme nights and special days? No, we're always looking at community nights to add. We're looking at additional theme nights. We're looking at potentially some post-game concerts. So, you know, we've got some interesting things percolating, and we'll announce those as soon as we get them finalized.
So Jose Quintana has been tough on the Brewers, Rick. He's been called a Brewers killer. Now he's going to be part of the Brewers, reportedly. How excited are you about that possibility?
Yeah, I have not been officially notified that that's happening. I've seen some of the rumors, but, yeah, that guy has been tough on us. He was tough on us in the postseason. Great pitcher, and you know what? You know this as well because you're a longtime baseball fan. You can never have enough starting pitching. So anytime that Matt Earl and his staff are looking to add starting pitchers, I'm all in favor of it because, you know, they're great, but they're fragile, and you need a lot of them to get through the 162-game season.
Yeah, he's been on the Cardinals, the Reds, and the Pirates, and now it's our turn. Let's go. Let's get it done. We're excited about that. We're excited you were with us, Rick, literally in Arizona this morning, hopped
That's
on an
so
airplane
cool.
to take care of business back here in Milwaukee and get us ready for the opener. Rick Schlesinger is the president of the Brewers. Rick, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.